Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
A dramatic start to the week when, returning from a fortnight's adjournment, two MPs were expelled from the chamber in the first few minutes after Parliament resumed at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. First, though, the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, had barely finished the daily prayer when a man started shouting from the public gallery.
Speaker, why should God defend New Zealand?
Order.
That question went unanswered as the man was removed from the gallery and a race began to seek the call, with John Key the first to catch the Speaker's eye.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker.
That was from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, who, joined by Labour's David Parker, said Mr. Key should also have sought to make a point of order, an argument rejected by Lockwood Smith, who stood by his decision to give the first call to the Prime Minister.
If a member seeks to raise a point of order while the House is hearing the Prime Minister's point of order, order, the members will leave the House unless they behave themselves. The member has quite liberty to do so. Member will resume his seat or leave the House. Member will leave the House.
So Labour's David Parker headed for the nearest exit, and the Speaker called on Mr. Key to make his statement.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister, right? The member will also leave. Order! The member will leave the House. The member will leave the House, or he will be named.
But the New Zealand First Leader was already on his way, and the Prime Minister was able to correct answers he had given last month when he claimed he had not known of the GCSB's involvement in the dot-com affair until September the 17th.
A subsequent review of all material held by the GCSB found that on the 29th of February I had viewed a presentation that was not related to the dot-com file during a visit to the Bureau. I'm advised that the talking points for the presentation included a short reference to the dot-com arrest as an example of cooperation between the Bureau and the police.
Responding to a Labour question, Mr. Key confirmed that there had been a camera on a tripod in the room when he addressed the GCSB staff.
There was a camera there. It'd certainly be a camera capable of taking a video, absolutely right.
But Mr. Key said extensive checks had shown that the camera was not running that day. The Prime Minister also faced questions from Greens co-leader Russell Norman, who recalled that the GCSB had formerly been run by the Governor-General, Lieutenant General Sir Gerry Mataparai.
This now means that this scandal has dragged in the Prime Minister, several ministers, including the police. Is that not another reason for an independent inquiry to clear the mess up under his watch and also to clear Sir Gerry's name?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, no.
Mr. Key remained under fire on Wednesday, with Winston Peters determined to get to the bottom of the dot-com affair.
The member, I think, has used his allocation of supplementaries.
Well, I seek leave to get the truth out of the Prime Minister.
Order. Order. Order.
Although Mr. Peters was out of questions, he had reserved a slot on Wednesday's general debate to explore an apparent discrepancy between Mr. Key's answer to an oral question about a meeting with his former Justice Minister Simon Power and his response to a written question about the same meeting.
In his reply he said, no record, no recollection. Yet today when asked, can he assure the House that Mr. Power did not raise the subject of Kim.com at the 13th June meeting, he said, yes. And one of those answers is palpably, demonstrably false.
Responding for the Prime Minister, his leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
That last speech really did read like the opening chapter in a Jeffrey Archer novel. complete fiction. Based upon the member's own loose grasp of facts in his own case throughout his own political career.
As well as the general debate, there was an urgent debate on Tuesday when there were five applications to the Speaker. He accepted a request from Labour's Jacinda Ardern for a debate on the discovery that private data was available from public computer kiosks in work and income offices.
This is by far, Mr. Speaker, the worst breach of privacy that I have seen, not just as a member of Parliament, but as a citizen.
Social Development Minister Paula Bennett assured the House that her ministry was focused on finding a remedy.
I want to get to the core of what this problem is. I want to fix it, and I want the public to have assurances that that's what we're concentrating on.
Also this week, the government saw off two controversial new measures to select committees, one establishing charter schools and the other introducing a starter wage. They were given first readings on Thursday. Parliament's back on Tuesday at 2. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.